There are 18 short films on Kira Bursky's YouTube channel, and after each title are short descriptions such as psychologically creepy short film, artistic teen depression short film, and surreal and dreamy cult fantasy short film.
A common thread that's in a lot of my work is diving into the mind, mental health, depression, perspective, fantasies. I have an obsession and a passion for diving deeper and deeper into the psyche and into how we define and interact with reality.
Bursky is just 23 years old, but the Asheville filmmaker is already on a trajectory to becoming one of America's most incisive and distinctive auteurs. Tree Hugger, a 13-minute film about teenage vulnerability and sexual assault, got into the short film marketplace at Cannes. 17 Magazine selected Bursky 3 years ago as one of its monthly power girls, and Bursky has also interned for the documentary filmmaker Morgan Spurlock. More than 33,000 people subscribe to her YouTube channel. But for the next 6 months or so, Bursky wants you to buy a ticket to stop by her downtown apartment, which she has turned into a multi-room, multimedia, quasi-autobiographical installation called Considerations of Infinity.
Most stories have a beginning, middle, and end. But this story is not quite so linear. In fact, it is the story of discovering the inverse of time.
Making an installation was very different than making a film, and it was accessing different parts of myself. I really went from this place of being in the dark and at first being upset with myself for being in the dark, and then realizing, wait a second, you have to start in the dark because this is the beginning. This is where you manifest the creative inspiration. This is an integral part of the creative process.
Bursky's family is from Nyack, New York. Her father is an actor, her mother a vocalist, and they moved to Asheville when Bursky was still in elementary school. But by then, she'd already taught herself HTML programming and stop motion animation.
I have these strong curiosities, and I go through these passionate bursts where I'm like, wow, I want to know so much about this. I want to read everything. I want to listen to podcasts. I just want all of that, you know?
At 13, Bursky began making videos and learning how to use special effects software.
I had a strong sense that film was going to be one of my main pursuits in life. Filmmaking is this really amazing art form where I can pursue all art forms, but also pursue any topic, any story, any person, any perspective. So to me, filmmaking is like a whole universe.
Earlier this year, Bursky moved into a two-bedroom apartment on Carolina Lane that the owner recently dedicated to artist residencies. After moving in, Bursky set out to break new ground for herself by using the entire space. There are several projectors throwing video and animated shapes and patterns across walls, ceilings, and layers of sheer scrim. A mix of minimalist music and fragmented text comes from all angles, but the abstracted narrative, which runs about a half hour, stays in Bursky's familiar lane, a dissection of and deliverance from depression.
It was time for her to cry an ocean and then explore the depths. She was afraid of her lungs filling with water, but there was no other way but through.
It's scary and it's strange to make art where I'm letting people know that I'm dealing with depression, but it's my duty to be as vulnerable and authentic as I can be because I want other people to feel comfortable and at ease in sharing their truths.
When she isn't producing commercial work and music videos on commission, Bursky is making plans for her first feature-length film. And though her shooting star will often take her away from Western North Carolina, Bursky said her heart and home will remain in Asheville.
Film by film, I feel like the direction I'm heading in is allowing my intuition to really guide my choices. And that's a very hard thing because I have to get past my intellectual self. But whenever I finally let my mind step aside, that's when imagery I could never have imagined just starts to emerge from some ethereal place.
Ticketed screenings of Considerations of Infinity happen the second Wednesday of every month through June, with the next evening scheduled for December 11th. You'll find links in the online version of this story at bpr.org. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.